morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Having fun watching you guys run around with a parade of homes.
A little bit crazy. There's going to be some traffic problems. There's going to be a lot more people out. But yes, it is very, very crazy, but exciting. There's some amazing stuff to be looked at. So glad to have everybody here. John, thanks again, as always. We have a local guest celebrity with us in the studio today. We'll get to that in a second, though. We don't want to miss our standard operating procedure as we open up the show. We always like to do our local real estate news story and our celebrity news story. Mm-hmm. So on the celebrity front, McKay, you know, we talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago that Ryan Seacrest had purchased Ellen DeGeneres' house for like some crazy amount, like $49 million.
Yeah.
Well, what that means is you've got to get serious about selling your other house.
Okay.
And so after a $3 million price reduction from $14.95 million, Ryan Seacrest did sell the house for $11.5 million. Now, he had bought that for that exact same price in 2006. So probably not too bad, all things considered, in that market.
Yeah.
So that house, what that would get you is that would get you a 5-bedroom, 8,000-square-foot Hollywood Hills home for sure, with a swimming pool, guest house, detached garage, and tennis court.
Wow.
So, you know, a little bit interesting. Those are the crazy prices that we hear about. But, yeah, price reduction nonetheless obviously seemed to get the job done.
8,000 square feet.
8,000 square feet in Hollywood Hills. Okay, local stats are out for August, and man, the market is just chugging right along. So we had from the Tri-City Association of Realtors, we've got total sold last month, 286. And so actually in July, that number was only 265.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a slight uptick in the number of sales. And one thing that we've been watching closely the last couple months on the show is inventory had been increasing. And it looks like our inventory has finally maybe leveled off a little bit and stabilized. So for the first time in 3 or 4 years, we had gotten to up into that 1,400 number. Last month it was 1,456, down a little bit with some of those extra sales probably to 1,432 this month. So average sold price still hanging in there right around the 200K mark. So everything is chugging right along. Definitely a real stable month. Actually, for August, numbers to be higher than July, as I looked back in the history, that's actually a little bit odd. So for our market to have a little uptick like that late summer is a great thing.
Very good.
So local market, looks like we're still kind of on that stable plane, maybe leveled off a little bit with our increased inventory, and we'll monitor that closely for next month.
Very good.
So you hit the nail on the head, McKay. It's a busy couple of weeks here, and there is just there's an amazing event going on right now, and that is the Parade of Homes. So we have invited with us the organizers of that event, the Home Builders Association. We have the president with us, Mr. Jeff Losey.
Thanks for having me, Lance.
Well, it's always good to have you back. I know it is tough to jam you in here on the first Saturday of that show, so I appreciate you taking the time to come down and make it work. We're kicking everything off. Tell us, first of all, before we get totally into the parade, tell us a little bit about the HBA, what that stands for, what you guys do, and for our new listeners that don't know, give us a little background on the HBA.
So the Home Builders Association in Tri-Cities has been around since 1958, and the primary purpose of the Home Builders Association is we represent the builders of the area, the subcontractors and the suppliers in the building trades, and we represent them at city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, and make sure that the building industry has a voice at the table for any new regulations or anything that may be coming up that would affect the industry. And then in the end, we also are consumer advocates because in our efforts to try to keep regulations in check, that is a benefit to the consumer because we want those houses to be in the reach of as many consumers as possible.
Right, making sure that the builders can make it affordable for homeowners to eventually purchase those homes.
Exactly, to as many as we can.
Fabulous. I guess one question I always like to ask our guests before we get into maybe specifics about the parade is, what are you, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but what are you most proud of the HBA in, say, the last 2 years?
Well, the Home Builders Association in general, I mean, the biggest thing that I'm proud of is being part of an industry. I'm not a builder, and the HBA itself is not a builder, but we represent the one thing that everybody wants to have, and everybody wants to have a home. And at the home is where you have the Christmases, the Thanksgivings, the birthday parties, and where you grow up. And so it's great for the HBA to be tied to an industry. And in this last year, we built a home for Habitat for Humanity. And those are some of the things that, you know, certainly I'm most proudest of. And it's a great opportunity to be a part of, even though I'm not a builder, but it's such a great testament to the community to be able to, you know, for our builders to build homes for all those in the community.
You know, that's a great perspective. I had no idea. That kind of takes me on a tangent. I had no idea that would be your answer. But one of the things that we always talk about in real estate and that we counsel with our clients in the beginning, and you really hit the nail on the head, is that a lot of people buy homes to make a home out of it, to, you know, not just buy a house, but to make a home out of it. Like you said, where they have the Christmases and the Thanksgivings. And one of the things that has been analyzed and broken apart and put back together is talking about the national housing crisis to a time period where real estate got away from being a home for people and was an investment vehicle or, you know, a way to make money, and things at that point started to spiral semi-out of control on a national level, not here. But one of the things they talk about a lot is when you sit down with a client, why are you buying this home? Are you buying it to make money? Are you buying it for resale in 3 years? Or are you buying it because you want your kids to go to that school or you want them to be by that park? So that's huge is what you said, is I really appreciate that, because there's every time we go out with a client, we need to know what their reason is for buying. So.
Well, and you're right, and it's critical, and it's one of those things, you know, when you sit back and take a look at what is actually happening, and, you know, it's a free market economy, and, you know, things are going to happen that, you know, we may not appreciate, and I would say, you know, and the building industry in and of itself is, it's a reaction industry. I mean, the builders aren't going to build it and hope that they come. They're going to build it because they're already coming.
Right. That's exactly. At least the smart one. Anyway, yeah. So that is a great, great point. Okay, so let's talk about some fun stuff right now, specifics. It is the Parade of Homes opening this morning. Right now, a 9 a.m. opening. For those that haven't gotten tickets, give us some details. What's on the parade? Where can they go get tickets, and what do we need to know about the parade?
So the biggest thing right now is if you're planning on attending the parade today or tomorrow or the next 3 days, you know, make sure you go to any of the local Sun Marts. It could be in Burbank. It could be on Connell. Pick any of those Sun Marts. You go in there. You purchase a couple tickets. They'll give you a magazine with it. And then that's your guide to be able to get and appreciate all the houses that are out there on tour this year. We've got 25 that are available on the parade this year, and they go anywhere from 1,500 square feet to over 6,000 square feet.
Wow.
So it runs the gamut this year on what you're going to be able to see out on tour.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal representation. And so talk to me, too, about some tips. I mean, there's some basic stuff. Maybe listeners hearing this for the first time, what do they need to know? What do they need to wear? What are a couple tips to make the experience a little better for a consumer that hasn't been in a while?
So for those that are going to be attending the parade, and we certainly hope that you do, is the easiest thing to do is wear a pair of loose-fitting shoes with a pair of socks. Mm-hmm. And that gets you right in and out of the houses. Because otherwise, you're going to have a pair of booties that you need to put on over the top of your shoes. And the reality is, in some of those houses, if they have hardwood floors, you're not going to be able to keep your shoes on because the fear is you might have a rock in the bottom of your shoe mm-hmm. that will still protrude through that booty that we give you to put over the top. So the best thing is, I mean, even if you're wearing flip-flops, again, on some of those hardwood floors, you know, when you've got 3,500 people going through a house in a day and everybody had flip-flops on, you don't want all that oil from the feet going into those hardwood floors, so they're still probably going to ask you to put on booties over the top of your feet. So so the best scenario is wear a pair of loose-fitting shoes, maybe not the best ones you have in your closet because people have been known to trade up shoes whenever there's 100 pairs sitting out there, and if there's a like pair, sometimes the pair that you came with, you'll want somebody else's feet.
So. You know, those things have happened. I have worked, you know, we work in a lot of parade houses over the years, and I have seen a lot of the same styles of shoes and colors, and I've seen people leave and come back, and definitely things have a tendency to get mixed up, but that is great advice. Slip-on shoes with a pair of socks. That will get you in and out quickly, and just make it so much better.
Yep, and much more enjoyable to make it quick.
For sure. And the weather is supposed to be perfect for it. This is exactly, this makes the day just so much more fabulous. Okay, perfect. So you've got what you need to wear. You know what you need to bring. What about pictures? Are people allowed to snap pictures of the houses and stuff? How does that work? I know a lot of people are out here looking for ideas for something they want to put in their new house.
Yep. So by all means, I mean, you know, you can bring a camera with you, take pictures of whatever you want, and because the reality is, as you get through these houses, you're going to see things you're not going to be able to remember them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, generally, we go out with clients, and we say we really don't want to show you at any one time more than 6 houses if you're looking to buy. Now, maybe a little different if you're just looking for little things you want and stuff, but, yeah, a camera to record. Oh my gosh, I want to do that, you know, and then snap a little picture of it.
Yeah, no, and it's encouraged, and I would also, you know, say that the builders welcome that as well, and of course they want you to remember which house you were at whenever you took that picture.
Yeah.
So make sure you take a picture of that as well, so you can record that. You know, and we also will have on the TriCitiesParadeOfHomes.com, there will be pictures that we have up there available to help remind you which house you were in as well.
Okay, well, fabulous. We're coming up against our first hard break. When we come back, you don't want to miss, for all you tech-savvy folks out there, and we all have those smartphones now, mm-hmm. when we come back, we're going to talk about the greatest way to see the parade and a new app, the Parade of Homes app that you might not have heard about yet when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about the Parade of Homes. Mm-hmm. It is definitely an amazing opportunity right now for the public to see a showcase of what the builders in this area are capable of. And there is some amazing properties on the Parade. We've had a preview of some of them. I've seen some of them, walked through some of them already.
You want to buy some of them?
I can't wait to see some of the finishes, how things finished off. And so it is really, for the price of the tickets, which we've got Jeff Losey here from the HBA. Jeff, how much are the tickets again?
It's $10.
Okay, for $10, this is great entertainment. We're talking $10 and some gas, and this is two weekends of entertainment. And so it is a lot of fun, and you really, especially if you have any thoughts of building in the next 1 to 5 years, this is a great opportunity for you to really interview builders in their finished product.
Well, you figure $10, 25 houses, what is that? That's less than 25 cents a house?
You're getting down there, 25 cents a house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have them open and to have the freedom to walk through on your own schedule during these hours, we have today, tomorrow, 9 to 5, Wednesday, 1 to 7, and then next weekend, the 15th and 16th, 9 to 5 also on Saturday and Sunday. So a lot of at your leisure, able to stop by, check out a few homes. I would definitely, if you have the ability, split it up into three of those days at least. you will get tired. Take it from somebody that does this all the time and goes in a lot of houses. You'll have a lot more fun if you could split it up into maybe three different segments.
Well, then you won't have to rush.
Yes, definitely. What we've got here, Jeff, I can't believe this. You were running me through some of the features and stuff. This is fabulous. Talk to me about, do you really have your own app now?
Yeah, we, and I don't know if you realize this, but, you know, Tri-Cities is in the country. We're in the top 10 for one of the geekiest places to live.
Yes, the geekiest place to live, yes.
So one of our folks that work out in the area, and he's got a company that's called Peak Mobile Designs, and Andrew came to the HBA, and he says, you know, we love the parade, but we think we can make it a little bit better and easier for the parade goers. So, you know, we essentially commissioned him to create this Parade of Homes app for us. And so we've got all 25 houses on there. There is a directional button that you can hit. So we're from wherever you're at, whether you're in New York City or LA, you can hit the directional button and it'll give you turn-by-turn directions to the house that you're looking for. It also lists for you every subcontractor and supplier that provided all the materials for that house. And it's got a call button on it and a website button on it for each one of those subs.
Wow.
So you're looking at the tile, you're looking at whatever it is, and you can go down the subcontractor list and you can literally call up each one of those from that application right there.
What I love about that is, like we were talking about, this is even better than how we were talking about, you know, maybe you take a picture and you're like, oh, that was in the Browning house. I remember that. You pull up your app, you pull up the Browning home, and you've got a list of the subs in there. You can just, and later, just call that sub directly from the app.
Yeah, and you got it right there. And then the other thing that we had them add in there, too, was we've got instant feedback that you can give through Facebook or Twitter. So as you're touring the houses and you see things that you'd like, you know, by all means, post it on your Facebook page on the certain aspects of the houses that you like.
Oh, are you sure? I'm going to blow you up this weekend. this is great. Now I'm going to have the phone out.
I can hear now. Monday morning, Twitter crashed over the weekend because.
Okay, this is fabulous. Well, that is a huge addition. And what an undertaking also.
Well, I mean, we certainly, you know, it's our first year doing it, and Andrew at Peak Mobile has done a fabulous job getting it together. And, you know, it's available for Android and the iPhone. I do know that we've had a little bit of issues with the iPhone on the Chefs on Parade app,
okay,
which won't be available until Sunday.
Okay.
Apple's a little bit more finicky.
Right. Yep,
however
definitely.
They have to look and produce, and Android, they don't care.
Okay, gotcha.
If it works,
then
it's up. Yeah. Well, very good. I mean, and I'm glad you were able to talk about this on the show. Actually, the first time I flipped through the magazine, I missed it. I mean, so there's the little QR code, looks like the square barcodes,
yep,
that you can download the app from. I would have missed it, and I'm so glad because that is going to add to the enjoyment of the parade. And you also have the same QR code on your actual ticket.
On the ticket itself, and either one works.
Okay, this is excellent. You guys are really stepping up your game out there. I like it. Now, you mentioned, talk to us a little bit about the event for folks, maybe even next year as they do their planning and stuff. You mentioned briefly the Chefs on Parade. Tell us about that.
I did, and, you know, talk about one of the things that has really worked well for us. You know, we took the parade houses, and we have 13 houses that we are putting 13 of the area's best chefs into. And on Thursday and Friday, they are going to be preparing samples for about 800 people, which is how many tickets we had. And, you know, unfortunately, as I sit here, we've sold out again.
Sold it out again.
We sold out again, and those tickets can only be purchased at the Home Builders Association. We put those on sale starting on July 1, and we give the opportunity to everybody that participated in that. So this year, everybody that bought a ticket, we'll give them a little exclusive purchase opportunity the first 2 weeks of July After that, we open it up to the general public on the second week of July to get those tickets because they are selling out.
Gotcha. So for there you have it. When you start to hear us on the show talk about it next year, as we almost always do, you definitely want to get in and get those Chefs on Parade Chefs tickets quickly because I saw a builder that I'm friends with on Facebook had posted, you know, about a couple days ago that it was done. It was all over.
Yeah. So, you've got one, you've got the hot commodity.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And that's a great opportunity for people to see how a kitchen in those houses actually works.
Well, and it's exactly what it is because, you know, you take some of these gourmet kitchens and you wonder how you can entertain in it. And then the other side of it is, you know, what can a chef that knows what he's doing with, you know, reducing white wine to work with this food and how they put it all together, you'll have the opportunity on two different nights to go through and actually see how the chefs do it, see how a gourmet kitchen operates, and then get to sample the food when you're done. And then the other thing that we really liked about it, too, is it starts at 5 in the afternoon and goes till 9 at night. So, you know, some of these houses look best at night. And when you turn on all the lights and some of them have swimming pools and lights, and it's just the atmosphere on the Chefs on Parade is a little bit different than the Parade on Homes. And, you know, I would say it's a little bit more elegant than nothing like adding a chef and some fabulous food with you.
Well, it kind of gives you an idea of what it's like to kind of hang out in the house for a while.
It is.
It takes on a different personality.
When I was at the event last year, I mean, it was fabulous. I mean, a couple of the houses I went to had a lot of outdoor space, so you're grabbing your food, you're out on the deck, and enjoying that, enjoying the view. It's just, it really is. I mean, it's a nice little party that you're going to and seeing some great homes at the same time. Well, that's fabulous. We definitely appreciate you putting that event on. It sounds like we might have to bump you up to 14 or 15 houses and 1,000 tickets over the next couple of years if you keep selling out for sure. Well, that's a great event. I'm glad that's a success for you guys. Before we run out of time, McKay, I am, for my sellers out there, going to fit in a couple hot new properties I have to talk about before we wrap up here today. We are putting on some amazing inventory right now. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks that are needing to sell before the end of the year, so it's been a huge week for us as far as getting some amazing new listings on that I couldn't be more excited about. First one I'm going to talk about briefly, 1823 West 29th Avenue. This is over in Pheasant Run in Kennewick, just off of 27th and Vancouver. It is, what we've got here is a 3,100 square foot house, two-story home, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, plus a bonus room, plus a den. So this is a very large, large home. It was built in 2005, and it's in impeccable shape. 3-car garage, plus they did the extended third bay, and then built a workshop in the back of that tandem bay. So all of this, that house is coming in at $275,000.
Wow.
Mind you, for a 2005 home, tile loaded up, $88 a square foot. So that is a fabulous fabulous new listing that we just put on. Okay, we've been talking about low interest rates and first-time home buyers and what you can get into for a ridiculously low payment right now. So just because of that, I've gone out and listed the perfect house for that situation. So we just listed 8400 West Falls Place. Now listen up, folks. That's Kennewick Park, okay? There's definitely a lot of people that look to be in Kennewick Park. You couldn't be in a more central, great location. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler, 1,700 square feet. They've redone the carpets. They've redone the windows. They've redone the bathroom surfaces. And it's got a gorgeous yard. And we're priced at $169,000.
Wow.
So once again, under $100 a square foot Rambler in Kennewick Park. These do not last long. We've already had a couple showings, and this is one, if you're at all interested, you want to call before the weekend's up, for sure.
It'll be gone.
And then number three is super popular neighborhood. We just listed a brand new, gorgeous listing for us in Willowbrook. That's 118 Piper Court over in Willowbrook in Richland, right off of the Leslie Gage area. This house is 3,300 square feet, also 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and she keeps this house like a model home. I mean, it is just, the pictures are amazing. That's a brand new house for, just listed, 3,300 square feet, and we're coming in at $285.
Wow.
$90 a square foot. You're just not going to find that in that South Richland corridor. So this is one you also want to see. That's our pick three for this week. If you want to see any of those homes, mm-hmm. as always, you can use my cell phone, 727-8977, or visit us at kenmoreteam.com. Another great thing that happens is a lot of these parade homes are for sale
yes.
during the parade and afterwards. I encourage you, if you want a third-party perspective on what that house is worth and potentially purchasing a parade home, I would love to be the person that helps you do that. So feel free to let us know, and we would gladly help you evaluate that home and take a look at it. We've sold a number of parade homes over the years. I always love selling parade homes and then reselling them later. So there's a lot of extras in those homes mm-hmm. that you don't always get. And so there's many advantages I could talk to you about buying a parade home.
Absolutely.
And Jeff, for those folks, if they need any more information with you and your fancy new mobile app, what is the best website for people to get information about the parade?
So our website is www.hbatc.com.
Okay, that sounds great. Once again, I can't say enough how much we appreciate you taking the time out of this busy weekend to help us out. Glad to have you back in, and I'm sure we almost always see you in a couple months for another event that you have, which will eventually be, it's crazy to think, Home Builder Show again.
The Home and Garden Show, which comes up in February, and actually we have a fall show that's coming up the first week of October.
Okay, well, that is great. I might have you in, maybe we'll do a quick phone interview or something as we get a little closer about that. So,
absolutely.
Great. Thanks again, and everybody out there, we will see you at the Parade of Homes this weekend.
If not, next Saturday right here on News Talk 870. We'll be right back.